Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 30th of June of the year 2020, and happy International Asteroid Day to those of you who watch the skies and try to dodge. On this day in history in 1934 was the Night of the Long Knives, Adolf Hitler's violent purge of his political rivals in Germany. That is a well-known event. A lesser-known fact is that this was his third attempt at a violent purge, but the afternoon of the medium-sized spork and the night of the dessert plates both failed to catch on. Happy Social Media Day today, and in tribute to that, our top story is a celebrities, winners and losers brought to you by your guest today, Tiff Stevenson, celebrity dick deflector and self-help guru. Tiffany, welcome back to the show.
Yes, I am helping myself and no one else. And that is what defines a self-help guru. I am good. How are you?
I am very good, and I'm looking forward to seeing your top story, celebrities, winners and losers. But first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. And in the news today, after complaints from football fans that piping in crowd noises at random to games makes people feel too much like they're watching somebody else play the video game FIFA rather than watching somebody else play FIFA in real life. Unelected dictator of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, has announced that one in five football games going forward will be just that. And you won't know, but it will just be somebody playing FIFA on their home computer, and all you'll notice is that the players look a little bit more blocky than usual. Meanwhile, fears that instability in US politics will chip away at the value of the greenback as the lucra franca of the world, while violence and tweeting continue across that nation. A think tank out of Alaska has suggested that an alternative fiat currency in these troubled times might lie in attributing a base value to toilet paper, though suggestions are that the think tank is funded by bidet billionaire and toilet magnate Stanton Anus. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if you don't buy something, what are you? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by sea potatoes. Why do you think fish come with chips? It's because sea potatoes are the natural enemies of fish, and it's only on your plate that their ancient rivalry can be put to rest. Sea potatoes, the potatoes of the sea. This year's smash hit streaming sensation is the imaginative reality television crossover Nobody Asked For. Hosted by Andrew Zaltzman and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it combines all of the things you love about all the reality TV shows you can't help watching. In Batch and Kill, a single bachelor is released into an arena with a pistol, only five bullets, and a pair of daggers. Six bachelorettes and five Kardashians are then sent in after him through a series of humiliating obstacle courses and one-on-one death matches till only one bachelor and one other remain. Then, in the central arena, they must choose whether to mate for life or fight one last time for the grand prize of $1,000. Man meets wild in Batch and Kill. Streaming right now. If you're the janitor of an Olympic ice rink in the wake of a terrible Olympic stumble that has ruined the career of a young up-and-coming skater and pitted your precious ice, sometimes you can't be bothered firing up the Zamboni. What you need in such a circumstance is half a glass of water. Half a glass of water poured onto ice will erase the violent history of a piece of ice and replace it with the smooth, treacherous surface we've all come to love, watching people in unconvincing fashion slide over on their technical foot knives. Half a glass of water. Now you see it, now you don't.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's all the time we have for your ad section, because now it's time for your top stories.
The Last Post.
Top story today, Tiff Stevenson, celebrity winners and losers of the year. We've come to about the halfway point of the year, and it's time to see who's on the up and up and who's down and out in the world of celebrities.
Yes. And first of all, at the top of this section, I would like to say, I take responsibility. I take responsibility for actors centering themselves in the Black Lives Matter moment. I take responsibility for that video. I take responsibility. I don't take responsibility for any of it. Those would be my celebrity losers. They did a video. I don't know if you saw it. About trying to be better, I guess. No, not trying to be better. Trying to not be racist. It was lots of actors in a video. And we all know people don't really care about a video unless it's in black and white, which this was. So that's Upper Gear from the Imagine video, which was shot in colour. And everyone thought the Imagine video was the worst thing that had happened in the celebrity world in 2020. But that I take responsibility.
But they hadn't imagined.
They hadn't imagined that I take responsibility video. So it's in black and white, and the women in it aren't wearing makeup, and that's how we know they're taking it seriously. You can't be taken seriously
yes.
if you have eyeliner on.
That reminds me of my kindergarten teacher who always wore very, very red lipstick. And then when she was having a sick day, or the day before she'd have a sick day, she wouldn't wear her red lipstick. And everyone would be like, oh, are you all right? You look so colourless. And the next day she'd take the day off. And I thought that was genius.
Ooh.
Strategy.
Yeah,
she looked
see,
all pale. And
this is very, I like the sound of your teacher. She's smart. Also, this video had, I think the main problem with it is it's not heartfelt sentiment. It's a script that's been written, and it's not even a good script that's been written. And I'm pretty sure they didn't have any black writers involved with writing the script about how these white actors were going to fight racism. So it just very much looked like, hold on, something's happening that we're not part of. Yeah, I know there's no acting work at the moment, but Jesus Christ, can you just not make it all about you for once? And I say that as an actor. So we've had that celebrity not great stuff. Also, the comedy industry in the news at the moment, not for good reasons. There's a lot of resting predator face in the comedy industry. That's probably all I can say about that until more facts are revealed. But yes, women have been speaking up about what a disgusting kind of environment it is to work in, which is obviously news to you and me, Alice. We've had Madonna going slowly crazy in a bathtub. talking about Corona being the great equalizer, but it's hard to kind of believe that in your gigantic bathroom / wet room, your bath full of rose petals and your clawfoot tub. I don't feel it's very equal at all. So celebrities have not had a great run during the pandemic, but one celebrity has come forward and impressed me by taking some actual responsibility, and that is Marcus Rashford.
Yes.
Now, probably the first time in history that a prime minister has phoned a footballer to explain himself, which is beautiful. Because Marcus Rashford was pushing for free school meals and the government weren't going for it. And then Boris got visited by the ghost of Christmas football. Because I think even half the Conservative Party realised that the narrative was just so Victorian. I mean, you couldn't be more Ebenezer Scrooge. It's like a nation of tiny Tims that you're saying you can't have a meal over the summer.
Yeah, a Conservative minister said that the lack of food was a good because intermittent fasting has health benefits and it would make the poor children smarter.
Yeah, insane. Yeah, intermittent fasting is not recommended for kids. And then you get people like Laura Perkins who writes for, I don't know, maybe it's The Woman magazine. She's like a conservative. And she said, I'm sure Marcus Rashford is a lovely chap. He's campaigned to expand an entitlement scheme, a scheme funded by middle class taxpayers who already face a huge tax burden and no personal cost to himself. Pretty sure he gets paid more a week than most middle class families do. Which answers the question, are the middle classes the absolute worst?
I mean, Tiff, if they didn't want to be hungry, then they shouldn't have been born poor.
This is true. Like, don't have loads of kids if you can't look after them, Boris.
Don't be one of many children if you can't afford parents who are going to look after you.
Yeah. Yeah. So well done, Marcus Rashford, for being my celebrity of the week. He's my celebrity winner. The others are all celebrity losers. So I'd just like to shout out my praise for Marcus Rashford. That's Marcus Rashford, not Daniel Rashford, which Matt Hancock accidentally called him.
I mean, with a name like Hancock, you don't want to be being reckless with other people's names.
No, exactly.
It's a name that can very easily go wrong.
Hattie Mancock, you mean? yes. Yeah, he said that he'd been reading a lot of Harry Potter. So I bet he wishes that story would expelliarmus.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest host, that's you today, Tiff.
Hi.
Thank you for the last post. It's always refreshing to hear how well things are going back on Earth. The boys and I are writing in to update posters on our takeover of the prisons on Mars. That's the for-profit prison colonies on Mars that he's referring to. So we've got a Mars prisoner writing in. How fabulous. As posters will remember, prisoners rioted, rebelled and took control a few months back. Yes, we do remember. It's really cold. We're running out of canned food and Elon Musk's colonizers are getting closer every day. Do you or your guest have any recommendations on manufacturing oxygen out of very thin air or recipes for inactive Mars rovers? Best wishes, Carl. Thank you for your email, Carl. Tiff, have you got any tips for making oxygen and water on Mars?
On Mars? Ah, no, I was thinking more of like escape plans, like escape from Alcatraz. I imagine the Mars colony is similar in that it's not similar at all. But on Alcatraz, they did manage to like kind of fashion a spork and dig out.
Dig their way out.
Yeah. The main problem with Alcatraz is surviving the waters. I think if you got out of Alcatraz itself, were you able to survive in those freezing waters? Well, so I don't know what the situation is on Mars.
I mean, there are no freezing waters and that's one of the problems, although there are frozen waters. So I would suggest, if you can, Carl, taking those inactive Mars rovers and trying to get to the polar ice caps on Mars, which is where most of the water on that planet is hidden. And once you have water, you can make oxygen. Water, so many uses. Thank you for writing into us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. You too can send us a letter at that address. And that's all the time we have for today. So thank you for listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this leap year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Tiff Stevenson. If you enjoyed Tiff Stevenson, she is in previous episodes such as episode 110 and episode 107, where you can go back to find her brilliant work. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Come and find me on Twitter. Let's talk. Also, I have a YouTube channel, Tiff Stevenson Comic, and I'm trying to put as much work up on there as I can until we get back into the live sphere. And then who knows? Drive-through gigs galore.
Always a pleasure working with you, Tiff. Thank you for coming on to The Last Post, which is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and a number of my shows to download. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.